this time that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, the hearing and understanding of those present would be acceptable in your sight now and forevermore. Amen. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but I seem to have one of those faces that people like to tell things to. And particularly sometimes when people are upset about things, they like to come and tell me about it. And the good news is I get to share that with you. I'm not going to name any names, but I had somebody talking to me yesterday. They said that they were with somebody at a church function, and this friend of theirs sneezed. Now, the typical reaction we have would be to say to that person, God bless you, which is what my friend did. He turned the gain down? Okay. How's that? Okay. So this friend of mine, as one is wont to do, said to the person, God bless you. And then later, this friend of theirs sneezed again, and he said to them, God bless you. And then it happened a third time, a little later on. And the third time, he realized, you know, my friend never said thank you to me for saying God bless you. And apparently, this really rubbed him the wrong way. So he said to his friend, kind of angrily, I can't help but notice you've been doing all this sneezing, and I've been saying God bless you. You haven't said thank you to me. Now, I wouldn't say God bless you to somebody and expect them to say thank you. I don't know that I'd really expect that. I don't even think I'd notice if they did or didn't. But they're just, this person apparently, because I wouldn't say God bless you to somebody looking for a thank you. But what really got me was this person's reaction. Well, it kind of got me that the person was expecting a thank you for saying God bless you. But what really got me was the sneezer's reaction was, well, God's going to bless me anyway. God's going to bless me anyway. Like they expect it. Like they deserve it. Although, honestly, it makes me wonder if that person was going to say thank you to God when God blessed them. It seems we live in a society today anymore where people just expect. It seems like we've gotten out of the habit of saying thank you to one another at times because we just expect things. We expect someone to hold the door for us, so maybe we don't say thank you when they do. We expect people to do things for us, and so maybe they don't say thank you when we do. And maybe we're guilty of the same thing, remembering to say thank you. I think that's one of the things. I know a lot of us were probably shaking our heads thinking, well, I was raised to say thank you. I think we were all raised to say thank you. We were raised to say such things as please and thank you. And hopefully the youth in America today were also raised to say please and thank you, but it doesn't seem like they're saying it. Maybe just because they expect. And the question is, are we thanking God when we should be thanking Him? In Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19, there is a story. Now on His way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As He was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met Him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. When He saw them, He said, go show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked Him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. So we have 10 men healed of leprosy. One said thank you. Now I would expect that being healed of leprosy is a big deal. It is a big deal. I mean, it's a disease that then was enough to remove a person from society. I mean, there are 10 of them, and it was the custom back in the day, if you had any of a number of certain skin diseases, you would be inspected by the priest and declared to be unclean, which meant you weren't supposed to touch anybody, whether the diseases were communicable or not. You know, if you had even some kind of a rash, you were supposed to go to the priest and have them, they declare you unclean. And then you would have to walk around when you were in town or wherever you're walking. If there were people around, you had to shout, unclean, unclean, just to make sure that if somebody was coming near you, they would turn around and go across the street and walk around you far enough away that they wouldn't become contaminated as well. That's why they were standing on the other side of the street from Jesus, because they wanted to make sure that they were far enough away from people as it was supposed to be. And even though technically the Jews and the Samaritans didn't get along well, apparently having these diseases was bad enough that it could bring people together. See, they were all unclean, so they could hang around together, even with this foreigner. And then if your skin cleared up, if it appeared to you that this disease had gone away, you were supposed to return to the priest, and the priest could declare you clean, which is why Jesus was sending them to the priest. He said, go, show yourselves to the priests. And on the way, they were healed. The one didn't care so much about the ceremony. He wanted to say thank you. He praised God, came back to Jesus, praised God, and said thank you. I expect because that's what his mother taught him to do, to be grateful, to give thanks. We spend a lot of time in prayer, seeking things from God, just as the lepers were standing across the street asking to be healed. We turn to God seeking healing. We turn to God seeking blessings of so many kinds, and we get blessed, don't we? We go seeking a blessing, we receive a blessing. We receive blessings that we don't even look for. Do we say thank you? Are we grateful? Even in February, it's not November, it's February. Why are you talking about being thankful in February? It's not November. We have to set a special day aside to remember to give thanks. It's almost embarrassing. But are we thankful? I know I get emails a lot from people who are like looking for prayer, people who are seeking prayer for things. And we've got like this prayer network going on at our church where, you know, you send Christina, tell Christina what you need a prayer for, and Christina sends emails out to everybody letting you know. And I'm always seeing these things about, oh, so-and-so is going through a rough time right now, and so-and-so is having surgery on Tuesday. I'm glad to pray for these people. I love to know who it is I'm praying for. I love to have a reason to pray for somebody. What I'd really like to know, though, is on Wednesday, how'd the surgery go? We don't hear that very much. I try to make a point when I'm sending out a prayer request for somebody, I like to make a point to get back later and say, here's how it went. So-and-so's looking for a job. Well, you know, I heard about that months ago. Did they ever get a job? Did they get the job? How did their interview go? How did the surgery go? How are they getting along with the thing? Because I'd like to give thanks as well. Sometimes people just kind of drop off our prayer lists, and maybe we don't know what happened to them. It's good and important for us to be thankful for what God has done for us. I'm sure he appreciates having us say thank you. Just as this friend of mine would have appreciated the thank you for saying God bless you to the sneezer. These are things we need to remember, to be grateful, to be thankful. Because let's face it, if we look at our lives and we look at the blessings in our lives, they're not small things that God has done for us, are they? Sure, there are some small things God has done for us, but he has done big things for us too, hasn't he? He has done amazing things for us that we asked for. Did we say thank you? He's done amazing things for us in our lives that we never even asked for. Did we say thank you? If we did, good. If we didn't, well, we need to work on that. We need to remember. I remember somebody in speaking of the idea of thankfulness asked the question, think about this. Here's something for you to think about. Suppose you wake up tomorrow morning and all you have are the things you were thankful for today. If you wake up tomorrow and only had the things you said thank you for today, how happy would you be? Do we just expect blessings? Do we just expect them? because I know I, for one, don't deserve any of the blessings I've received. But I'm thankful. I am thankful for them. I try to remember to say thank you for them as often as I can. I don't always remember. It's something I need to work on as well. But to remember that, to experience joy in our blessing. I mean, hopefully that is something that we experience. When we are blessed, we are joyful, aren't we? We're happy. We experience joy in our blessing. And in saying thanks, in giving thanks, we can be reminded of that joy, can't we? We can be reminded of that, and we can experience that joy again in just saying thank you, in just remembering that.
Lord, who can live in your sanctuary? Oh, Lord, who can walk on your...
This program has been copyrighted under the Creative Commons Attributes Non-Commercial Share Alike License. For additional information about Faith Community Christian Church, or to contact Pastor Colin, please visit our website at www.faithc3.org.
Benediction is a good and final word, and we put that at the end so you don't miss what came in front of it. And I think our good and final word can be thank you. It's hyphenated, so I guess it counts as one word. Are we indeed thankful for the blessings we've received? And are we indeed expressing that to God sufficiently? That's an important thing, I think, for us to remember. As followers of Christ, it is important for us to remember we go to Him seeking blessing. And we need to remember to go back and say thank you, because He does bless us. He does provide for us the things that we seek and the things that we need. Let's take a moment before we part to say thank you together. Heavenly Father, thank you. Just thank you. Amen. It's that simple. This service is over. Your service may now begin. Go from this place thankful and blessed. Amen.